2 Peter chapter 3. Beloved, I am writing this second of my epistles to you now, in which I am stirring your honest mind with a reminder, to remember the words spoken before by the holy prophets, and your apostolic command from the Lord and Saviour. Knowing this, first of all, that in the latter days scoffers will come, walking after their own desires, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, everything has been continuing this way from the beginning of creation. For they willingly ignore the fact that the heavens have been in existence from long ago, and land came out of water and through water, and it holds together by the word of God, by which means the world of that time was flooded with water and perished. But the present heavens and earth, by his word, are kept in store, reserved to fire until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly men. Let not one of you fail to notice this one fact, beloved, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are as one day. The Lord will not delay with the promise, as some consider delay, but he is long-suffering towards us, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. For the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, on which the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, the elements will burn up and will be dissolved, and the earth and the works in it will be thoroughly burnt up. Seeing that all these things are to be dissolved, then, what kind of people should you be in holy conduct and godliness, awaiting and eagerly seeking the coming of the day of God, by means of which the heavens will be set on fire, and dissolved, and the elements will be burnt, and melt? But we await new heavens and a new earth, according to his promise, places in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, while waiting for these things, be zealous to be found without spot and without blemish by him in peace. And consider our Lord's long-suffering as salvation, as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you, according to the wisdom given to him, as indeed in all his epistles, in which he speaks about these matters, matters in which there are some things that are difficult to understand, which unlearned and unstable individuals pervert, as they also do with other scriptures, to their own destruction. You, therefore, beloved, knowing these things beforehand, be on your guard that you are not led away likewise by the error of the unprincipled, and you fall away from your own steadfast ground, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and throughout the age-abiding day. Amen.